This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 144, Biography of Daniel Webster, the Representative from Florida. General Information. Daniel Webster is a prominent figure in American politics, known for his service as a representative from Florida's 11th Congressional District. He has been a significant voice in the U.S. House of Representatives, advocating for conservative values and policies. Early life and education. Daniel Webster was born on April 27, 1949, in Charleston, West Virginia. His early years were marked by a strong family influence, with his father being a minister, which instilled in him a deep sense of morality and public service. Webster moved to Florida with his family during his teenage years, where he completed his high school education. After high school, Webster attended the University of Central Florida, where he earned a degree in business administration. His time at university was not just about academics, he was actively involved in student governance and community service, which laid the groundwork for his future political career. Early career. Following his graduation, Daniel Webster entered the business world, working in various capacities within the insurance industry. His business acumen and leadership skills were quickly recognized, leading him to rise through the ranks to executive positions. Webster's interest in public service was evident early on. He served on the Lake County School Board from 1990 to 1998, where he was known for his efforts to improve educational standards and fiscal responsibility. This role provided him with a platform to engage directly with community issues, enhancing his reputation as a committed public servant. In 1998, Webster was elected to the Florida House of Representatives, where he served until 2008. During his tenure, he was noted for his conservative legislative initiatives, particularly in areas like tax reduction, government efficiency, and pro-life policies. Election history. Daniel Webster's political career took a significant turn when he ran for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2010. He won the election for Florida's 8th Congressional District, defeating the incumbent Democrat, Alan Grayson, in a closely watched race. After redistricting in 2012, Webster's district was renumbered as the 11th, and he continued to represent this area, securing re-election in subsequent cycles. His consistent victories reflect his strong voter base, built on his reputation for conservative values and effective representation. Webster's electoral success can be attributed to his focus on constituent services, his alignment with Republican Party principles, and his ability to connect with voters on key issues like economic freedom, limited government, and traditional values. Political stances. Daniel Webster is known for his staunch conservative stances. He is a firm advocate for reducing government spending and lowering taxes, arguing that these measures stimulate economic growth and personal freedom. On social issues, Webster has consistently supported pro-life legislation, opposing abortion and advocating for policies that protect the sanctity of life from conception. He has also been a vocal supporter of the Second Amendment, emphasizing the right to bear arms as a fundamental American liberty. In terms of foreign policy, Webster supports a strong national defense but advocates for a cautious approach to military engagements abroad, emphasizing diplomacy and strategic alliances over unilateral action. He has often criticized what he perceives as overreach by the federal government, pushing for states' rights and local governance. Webster's legislative efforts often focus on deregulation to foster business growth, protection of religious freedoms, and educational reforms aimed at giving parents more control over their children's education. His commitment to these principles has made him a respected figure among conservative circles, though it has also drawn criticism from those who advocate for more progressive policies. Daniel Webster, the representative for Florida's 11th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. His commitment to conservative values resonates deeply with many in his district, where traditional Republican principles are highly valued. Webster's advocacy for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and individual liberties aligns with the core beliefs of many of his voters, making him a favored choice among those who prioritize these issues. One of the key reasons people support Webster is his strong stance on economic policies. He has consistently pushed for tax cuts and reductions in government spending, arguing that these measures stimulate economic growth and benefit the middle class. His efforts to reduce the national debt and oppose what he sees as wasteful government expenditure have earned him a reputation as a fiscal conservative, appealing to voters who are concerned about economic stability and future financial burdens. Webster's approach to healthcare also plays a significant role in his support base. He has been vocal about his opposition to the Affordable Care Act, advocating instead for market-driven solutions that he believes would provide better care at lower costs. His support for policies that encourage competition among healthcare providers and his resistance to government-controlled healthcare systems resonate with those who fear government overreach in personal health decisions. On the issue of immigration, Representative Webster's positions are clear and firm, which appeals to many in his district. He supports strict border control and has voted for measures aimed at enhancing border security. His stance on immigration reflects a desire to maintain national sovereignty and control over who enters the country, a sentiment that is strong among his voter base, particularly those concerned with national security and cultural preservation. Webster's legislative record also includes a strong defense of Second Amendment rights. He has consistently opposed any legislation that he perceives as infringing on the right to bear arms, which is a significant issue for many in Florida, a state with a robust gun culture. His advocacy for gun rights has solidified his support among gun owners and those who view the Second Amendment as a fundamental freedom. Moreover, his personal integrity and his reputation for being a man of his word contribute to his popularity. Webster is known for his straightforward communication and his refusal to engage in political gamesmanship, which contrasts with the often criticized behavior of many politicians. This trait endears him to voters who are tired of political rhetoric and appreciate a representative who speaks plainly and acts consistently with his stated principles. Lastly, his engagement with his constituents is notable. Webster holds numerous town halls and community meetings, ensuring that he remains accessible and responsive to the needs and concerns of his district. This level of engagement fosters a sense of trust and connection, making constituents feel heard and valued, which is crucial for maintaining political support. In conclusion, Daniel Webster's support in Florida's 11th District can be attributed to his alignment with conservative values, his economic policies, his stance on healthcare and immigration, his defense of gun rights, his personal integrity, and his active community involvement. These factors combine to create a strong voter base that appreciates his representation and trusts him to advocate for their interests in Congress. Daniel Webster, the representative for Florida's 11th Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support is his stance on environmental issues. Florida, known for its delicate ecosystems like the Everglades, requires representatives who prioritize conservation and sustainable development. Webster's voting record shows a tendency to support legislation that favors business interests over environmental protection, which has alienated many environmentally conscious voters. His opposition to regulations aimed at reducing pollution and protecting natural habitats has been a point of contention, especially in a state where environmental issues directly impact tourism, fishing, and overall quality of life. Another significant factor is his approach to healthcare. Webster has consistently voted against measures that would expand healthcare access or reduce costs for constituents. His support for repealing the Affordable Care Act without a clear, comprehensive alternative has left many in his district feeling vulnerable, particularly those with pre-existing conditions or those who rely on government-funded health programs. This stance has not only drawn criticism from healthcare advocates but also from a broad swath of his electorate who see healthcare as a fundamental right rather than a luxury. Webster's positions on social issues also contribute to his lack of support. He has often been at odds with progressive movements, particularly regarding matters of equality and civil rights. His votes against same-sex marriage, his opposition to comprehensive immigration reform, and his resistance to policies promoting racial and gender equality have painted him as out of touch with the evolving demographics and values of his district. These positions have not only mobilized opposition from minority groups but also from younger voters who prioritize inclusivity and social justice. Furthermore, his legislative effectiveness has been questioned. Many constituents feel that Webster has not been proactive in bringing federal resources or attention to the district's needs. His focus on national conservative agendas often overshadows local issues like infrastructure, education, and economic development, which are critical for the growth and well-being of his district. This perceived neglect has led to a sense of disillusionment among voters who feel their representative is more concerned with party politics than with serving their community. Lastly, his communication with constituents has been criticized. There's a growing sentiment that Webster is not accessible or responsive to the concerns of his district. Public forums, town halls, and direct engagement with the community are seen as lacking, which further distances him from the electorate. This lack of engagement fosters a feeling of representation without representation, where constituents feel their voices are not heard or valued in the legislative process. In summary, Daniel Webster's lack of support stems from a combination of his environmental policies, healthcare positions, social stances, legislative effectiveness, and communication with constituents. These elements collectively contribute to a perception that he does not adequately represent the diverse and evolving needs of Florida's 11th District. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.